slušaj.
Pop karusel.
Pop kultura u pop karusel. Radnim danima od 18 do 19.
Pop karusel. Katarina Epstein.
Inače, jedan od značajnijih, ne samo austrijskih sastava, već i evropskih, oni jako zanimljivo suče. Uživo čujete da tu ima dosta elektronike, međutim oni rade sa živim instrumentima. To su muzičari koji smo imali prilike ovde i da upoznamo i da ih slušamo i da intervjuišemo i sigurno je jedan od najznačajnijih trenutno grupacija u Evropi, zato ih i dalje koristimo kao našu muzičku podlogu. I polako ulazimo u štos. Imaćemo tri dana, poštovani slušalci, vremena i tražit ćemo načine da vam se obratimo, da vam prikažemo šta je ono što je najznačajnije i što je vredno kada je evropska muzička scena u pitanju. Radi se o mladim izvođačima, mladim muzičkim umetnicima koji do sada imaju jedno izdanje, uglavnom, i sa njima se jako ozbiljno radi, radi se na različite načine, prosto želi se da se predstavi sve na visokom nivou i za svega ono što Eurosonic predstavlja stoji Evropska kancelarija za obrazovanje i kulturu, ali i EBU. EBU je organizacija čiji smo i mi člani, zahvaljujući njima imamo čast da prisustvujemo Eurosonic festivalu koja je najveća muzička platforma u Evropi. Eurosonic festival, Eurosonic Noderslag nije samo najveća muzička platforma u Evropi, već je i najveći takozvani showcase. Za četiri dana ovde se održi preko 400 koncerata, održi se mnogo sastanaka i jako se vodi računa u kom pravcu će se i umetnički, a i poslovno kretati muzička produkcija. Sve se menja, albumi više možda ne predstavljaju sa naše tačke gledišta nešto što je značajno, ali u svetskim okvirima i dalje znače albumi, mada u nekoj drugoj formi, pre svega elektronskoj, ali obavezno i fizičkoj. Kako su razmišljali ljudi i šefovi Evropske kancelarije za obrazovanje i kulturu i direktori Eurosonika, razmišljali su na taj način da se muzika u ovom trenutku možda najbolje predstavlja i najefikasnije preko festivala. I kada se sabere jedno izdanje izvođača, mladog, i festival koji gde može da se promoviše, plus radio stanica, ali radio i dalje jeste osnovni medij u svetu za promociju muzike, dobije se jedan lep projekat, produkt i najbolji način upoznavanja jedne određene muzičke ličnosti. Eurosonic nije samo muzička platforma, u okviru Eurosonica događa se i dodela EBA nagrada. European Border Breakers Award je nagrada koja ima namenu i nameru da ruši granice, makar kada je muzika u pitanju. Tako da 10 izvođača koji su dobili i ove godine nagrade za najbolje izvođače su iz 10 različitih zemalja. Sa njima smo radili intervjue, tako da ćete imati prilike da čujete kako razmišljaju mladi ljudi, muzičari, muzički umetnici širom Evrope. Za nas je najznačajnije što smo dobili divan studio, odakle emitujemo program tri dana. Međutim, ono što je za Srbiju još jako značajno, to je dodela evropskih festivalskih nagrada, to je najznačajnija dodela nagrada te vrste u svetu. prošle godine imali smo čast da Exit kao festival dobije nagradu za najbolji evropski festival, glavni festival, a ove godine je takođe nominovan kao i Sea Dance, novi projekat Exit festivala, čak u dve kategorije. E, kad završimo emisiju, ići ćemo da se sretnemo sa njima i da navijamo da opet dobiju nagradu, jer ovde se smatra, a i ljudi koji glasaju smatraju da je to veliki uspeh Srbije, pre svega, ne samo Exita kao festivala, tako da je to jedno jako lepo iskustvo. Mi već otprilike znamo rezultate, ali ne smemo da vam objavimo, ovo je potpuno glupo što smo rekli. Nisu samo mladi muzičari oni koji dođu ovde, ima puno i već renomiranih, značajnih muzičara, možda nama, meni lično najznačajniji su The Ting Tings. Njima sam se najviše obradovala, snimili smo lepi intervju i obavezali su me da moram da ih dovedem u Srbiju, tako da imamo obavezu kao Radio Beograd, jedan veliki band The Ting Tings dovedemo u našu zemlju. E, a pre toga da vam pustimo Jake'a Bucka. Jake Buck je možda jedan od najznačajnijih autora poslednjih godina koji se pojavio u Evropi. Upravo je odavde imao promociju, odavde se ozbiljno njegova karijera planirala, tako da sada ćemo da ga slušamo.
inside someone else. It's easy to take it all. It's easy to give it to when there's more people out there to love than people who love you. And
Radio Beograd 1, direktno iz Groningena sa Eurosonic festivala. Nadam se sada malo bolje čujemo. Isprobavamo, poštovani slušalci, ovde se svira na sve strane. Tehnika je ogromna, tako da ja mislim da je sada mnogo bolje. Zahvaljujući Reneu, divnom čoveku, tehničaru koji nam jako pomaže. So Renea, I said thank you to you in Serbia. Thank you so much for everything. E, uskoro, sada se već zahuktava, poštovani slušalci, situacija. Stiže nam jedan band iz Velsa. U ovom trenutku vidimo ga prolazi pored stakla, tako da će biti jako zanimljivo u studiju. Slušali smo Jake'a Baga na početku, a sada ćemo da vam pustimo jednu od dobitnica EBA nagrada. Intervju sa njom zove se Melanie DiBiasio. Treba da je čujete, jedna divna devojka koja sama kreira svoju muziku, ima klasično muzičko obrazovanje, radi jednu finu mešavinu ambientale, amerikane, rock'n'rolla. Iz ovog ostalom čujte intervju sa njom, a zatim ćemo i da... da slušamo njenu muziku. Rene, help me. I did something. We have to make an interview. It is the first.
This one.
Yeah. The first one. Ah, sad ćemo mi to, samo što nismo. 18 časova i 14 minuta, Radio Beograd 1, direktno iz Groningena. Ali neće, hajde uvedemo onda ove band iz Elsa, pa ćemo da... Let's take him out, so we will. So please, come inside. Come inside. Inače, da vam kažemo, poštovani slušaj, da iskoristimo vreme, Groningen je jedan od najlepših gradova, ne samo u Holandiji, nego i u Evropi. Ove godine je zajedno sa Toulouseom i Barcelonom proglašen jednim od tri najnaprednija grada u Evropi. To je studentsko mesto, ima oko 200.000 stanovnika i čini ga najvećim mestom na severu Holandije. Došla je i kamera i sada ćemo da vidimo neki band nam je ušao. So please welcome here, who are you?
Hello, Katrina. I'm Bethan, I'm from the BBC in the UK.
Really?
And I'm here with a project which has brought this band Tsunami to Eurosonic.
Thank you so much. It is in Wales. The name of the band is in Wales.
Yeah, we're a Welsh band from Dolgella in Mid Wales, UK, so it's good to be here.
It's wonderful to have you here. So nice. You have some music to play? We will do it.
Oh, yes.
Okay, I have CD. But before that, let's introduce your band to our audience.
Hey.
And you and the members. Of
yes,
ours.
So...
approach to the mic.
Okay, yeah, so I'm Ivan, I sing and play guitar in the band.
I'm Lewis, I play drums.
And then we've got another three in the band as well, a synth player, bass player, and another guitar player.
How long are you here?
In the festival, where we arrived this afternoon, and we're here until... we're going over to Amsterdam on Friday, so playing tomorrow night.
Really? You will play? Where will you play?
I think we're playing at a venue called... how do I pronounce it? Restage, something like that. So we're playing tomorrow night at 10:30, I think.
Oh, it is a good time.
Yes,
so
should be
please,
good.
Tell us more about the band until you put your CD.
Yeah, so we're...
put your CD.
So yeah, we're a Welsh band. We sing most of our songs are Welsh, obviously. And then we've been together for... how long have we been together now? 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, probably,
yeah. Yeah, and we do loads of gigs in Wales, gig locally, do... a lot of stuff with the BBC and that, and just it's nice to be here over at Eurosonic for our first overseas gig.
You're a singer?
Yes.
Singer, Sam?
Say, I can't sing on the spot. No, not without preparing. No.
So, Katrina, is the Serbian show live at the moment?
Yes.
Oh, okay, so we're live from Eurosonic, and we've all just arrived, so we're trying to find our way and find good bands. Is there Serbian bands we should be listening to?
Not this year. Last year was Repetitor, but year it will be some musicians. Here, later I will meet you.
Okay.
When I come inside, it will be bands like Iceburn.
Oh, great.
Reggae band.
Yeah.
We will meet.
Yeah, okay. That'll be good.
Great.
So we will make some friends. Later, just to play some music. Number 6, please.
we will talk about your art project.
Okay.
Because why are you here?
Okay.
Thank you so much. Ooh, we made it. Okay.
Novi CD Niko kao ja. Najbolje sa svih albuma. Voli me. Da kažem ti, Kišobran, bio sam jako mlad. Vrati se, Beograde. Plus dve bonus pesme. Nikola Čuturilo, Čutura i PGP RTS. U prodaju.
Filma s morem. Najbolje je kada čutim. Ja za ovo nisam stvoren.
Ostani još tren. Jer bez tebe znam.
Novi CD Duo Moderato. Post scriptum.
Grli ljubi me, bar još ovu noć.
U izdanju PGP RTS-a.
Ko zna da li ćeš mi ikad više doć.
u prodaji.
Eko. Slušajte Radio Beograd 1 direktno sa sa Eurosonic festivala. Nalazimo se u Groningenu, imamo divan studio i mogu vam reći, poštovani slušalci, polako se zagrevamo, malo to ide sporije, vi ćete nam oprostiti, ali kod nas je trenutno najbolji žurk. Imamo band iz Velsa, imamo kameru, imamo puno muzike, tako da potpuno je zadovoljavajući i volili bi da ste svi vi sa nama ovde. Malo kasnije ćemo slušati Melanie i intervju sa Melanie, ako ne danas, onda vam obećavamo ovih dana, pošto se sve događa oko našeg studija kada su mediji u pitanju, moramo malo da se pravimo važni. I zato smo slušali velški band Tsunami, to nam je bilo jako zanimljivo, jer oni će, kao što su pričali u prethodnom bloku, nastupiti i na Eurosonic festivalu. Ovde su došli da promovišu i svoj materijal, jako zanimljivo zvuče, ali su došli zajedno sa Fionom. Fiona je došla ovde u ime BBC-a, BBC Velsa, i agencije i jedne akcije koja se zove Art Council of Wales. Please, Fiona, tell us more.
Okay, so we've
got a new project. It's
a very new project, and we're trying to support the music from Wales by working with the artists. And normally, I'm like you, I'm just a DJ and just play the music. But these days, we try and promote the bands, work with them, book festivals, and film them, as you see with the film crew with you. So a lot more promotion for
but
the music.
But you have institutions standing behind you.
Yes.
So
I think, and also experience, you know, I've been working around music for a very long time, so but previously I'd just be watching the bands and enjoying the music, or selecting music for radio shows, and now I think it's just another step to try and creatively encourage people to think internationally, because in Wales we've got a wonderful music scene, and these guys, Tsunami, sing in their own language, and especially something like Eurosonic, we'd like to think that it's a perfect place to celebrate the Welsh language, and maybe not many people in Europe know about this minority language in the UK. They just think of UK pop music. So I think we've got a very special position to play, and my role is quite unique. But we've been working with Tsunami through the summer. We went round festivals around the UK, and then different bands on the project have gone to different international events. And so one band went to India, for example, on tour. But these guys are showcasing this week. So, yeah, it's going to be really exciting.
Are you satisfied? Do you think you do the success job?
I think it's just something very new and very different. And when something is new, you always have to work very hard. But I think it's something to build for the future.
Let me just translate a little bit for
okay,
our audience.
Yeah.
Dakle, poštovani slušalci, ono što se ispostavilo u praksi BBC-a je da muzički urednici i voditelji, kao što sam i ja u ostalom, to je i Fiona, su i tekako upućeni ne da menadžerišu sastave, već da imaju instituciju za sebe i da predstave na najbolji mogući način muzičku umetnost i muzičare i umetnike jedne zemlje. Band koji smo slušali, sastav su nam i peva na velškom jeziku, što je izuzetno zanimljivo, zanimljivo za celu Evropu, ne samo za Veliku Britaniju. Drugačije sve to onda izgleda, engleski jezik onda nije centralni jezik kojim se rock'n'roll bavi, i na velika vrata praktično ulaze sa svojim, kao što i mi volimo na srpski jezik da se čuje širom Evrope, pa tako smo imali prilike prošle godine da repetitor ovde svira na srpskom jeziku 3 prepuna koncerta. So I made some kind of connection. Oh, that. Guys, yes. You are so quiet. Else, everybody is so quiet. No,
not really. Maybe later they'll be louder.
probably.
Tell us more about your music. We heard one song. We will hear another song. It is very interesting.
Yeah. It's kind of like it's kind of a mix of like an indie pop kind of sound. And we released our first EP last summer with 5 song collection on that one with similar songs, sounding songs to that one, and it's just it's cool. Yeah, I think anything
else.
What
bands you've been influenced by?
We listen to a lot of bands such as Bombay Bicycle Club, Tudor Cinema Club, those kind of bands, kind of English indie bands. And
what about the older scene?
What, sorry?
Some older scene.
Yeah.
Do you know any of them?
Some bands that are as we listen to.
No.
Led Zeppelin, Rolling Stones.
No, not as much.
Echo and the Bunnymen, for example.
I don't know.
Yes, yeah, 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 yeah.
I don't know why they said it.
No.
Never mind. You are too young.
Yeah, no, I've heard them. It's fine.
Jako su mladi momci bio pričaju grupama koje oni vole, to su potpuno novi indie bendovi. I uopšte indie scena je trenutno najznačajnija evropska scena, što je jako zadovoljavajuće. I razgovarajući sa raznim ljudima, između ostalog i sa direktorom Eurosonica Peterom Smithom i sa šefom Kancelarije za obrazovanje i kulturu, svi smatraju da pop kultura i tekako se razvija i da nikad nije stajala bolje. Tako da za sve one koji misle da se gasi, ne, rock and roll se ne gasi. So, guys, we will play one more song, but before that, tell us what tsunami means.
Tsunami, well, tsunami is a Welsh name, so it's a mix of, it doesn't make much sense, to be totally honest with you, but it's like a mix of soon in Welsh is sound, so it's like sound and me is kind of an English literal translation, but it doesn't make much sense, but it just kind of flows.
I don't know how to translate.
Yeah, plus the wave, yeah, the actual tsunami, the actual, yeah, it's kind of a mix of ideas. I don't know if it works.
U svakom slučaju da ne prevodimo, to je miks njihovih ideja u njihovim pametnim glavama, to su divni ljudi. Sad ćemo da ih zamolimo da na velškom kažu, pozdrave vas slušalci, da pozdrave slušalce Radio Beograda. So, dear Ivan, please, on Welsh, tell something nice to the audience of Radio Belgrade 1.
Oh, pressure. Hello, dych nawn. Gobeithio bych gyd yn mwynhau clywed gwyddi ar y radio. Gobeithio nhw chi trwy'ch penwythos, dych fawr.
Did you say Radio Belgrade 1?
Yes,
you didn't say Radio Belgrade 1.
Oh, no, sorry. I'll do it again if you want.
Of course.
So, dych nawn, Radio Belgrade, dych nawn, be'n siw fyddeid, Lew? Unrhyw syniadau? Gobeithio chi gael penwythos da, mae Griff yn y cefn, mae eisiau fyddeid rhywbeth bitir, so dyna fyddeid, ond, dych fawr.
How do you say radio in Welsh?
Radio. It's pretty similar.
You didn't say radio. You didn't say
yes, that. I did. I said it then. I did. Radio Belgrade. There you go. There you go.
Okay, then we will play you.
Thank you.
Try your best to hide it, but your eyes just can't disguise it. No, you know, you know, you know. You know, you know, you know. And when the little secrets that you keep run down into the seas, just try to hold the wool down from your eyes and the sea. You know, you know, you know. Lightning triggers thunder, his presence pulls you under. You know, you know, you know. You know, you know, you know. Although the taste is bitter, you've never found it sweeter. We'll be right back.
bio to sastav Tsunami, sastav iz Velsa, jako zanimljivo poznanstvo ovde na Eurosonic festivalu. U ostalom, to je ono što se najčešće i događa, postavljamo lepu komunikaciju, sarađujemo sa kolegama i posmatramo te muzičare divne koji na svoj način u domenu pop kulture izražavaju svoj način razmišljanja, tako nekako. Moja koleginica iz BBC je još uvek tu, onako da je bit ću ja kod nje, baš me briga u nekom trenutku. Did you hear anything about ABBA Awards? Did you hear artists?
I haven't yet. Has it finished? It just finished now, is it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. We were trying to get here in time, but we've only just arrived. Literally, this is the first thing we've done today, so no, we haven't seen it yet.
Thank you for that. We will hear later.
Okay.
Dakle, dobit ćemo i poštovani slušalci inače snimke sa dodele EBA nagrada i uživo svirnje koje se upravo sada događa dok traje naš program. To ćemo vam emitovati sutra. A sada pomenutu Melanie Di Basio, jednu divnu pevačicu i autorku, da čujete
so
intervju sa njom.
You're the, my first interview here in Groningen.
Da, ona je bila moj prvi intervju.
I like your music.
Thank you very much.
When did you come here?
Kada ste došli?
I arrived yesterday night.
Došla juče kao i mi.
Yeah.
Tonight is ABBA Awards. What does it mean to you anyway?
Večeras si dodala ABBA nagrada, šta uopšte vama to znači obzirom da imate karijeru?
It means that frontiers are open and that the music resonate in many countries. So there is something in common that that I really appreciate is that this music će open boundaries.
Ono što njoj znači to da muzika razbija granice između država i to je najvažnije. I ona objašnjava da je muzika jedna u stvari.
How do you...
Pitali smo je kako komponuje.
It depends on really on the mood, on there is no particular frame or steps.
So, ne postoje posebni koraci, zavisi od raspoloženja. Nekada samo sa gitarom i vokalom, nekada sa flautom svojom koju sviram
zavisi.
Kada smo vas upoznali, ja možemo i da razumemo obzirom da se radi o jako senzibilnoj ženi. Koja ima klasično muzičko obrazovanje. Pitali smo je kako povezuje sa pop kulturom.
Classical training helped me to have some base on the communication, how to communicate with the music, for example, the solfège, to read a partition, to read music was something very interesting for me to learn the alphabet of music, also to sing together. When I was young, I was singing with other people, playing together. I was young when I began to play with a fanfare.
Yeah.
And, muzičko klasično obrazovanje je služilo da poveže, da nauči prosto korake, da nauči jezik muzike, da bi mogla da primenjuje na bilo koji način, bilo kom stilu muzičkom koji želi da primenjuje. I ono što želi je da muziku povezuje s ljudima i da svi zajedno
stvari. About music.
Da, ovde se sad događa poštovani slušati tonska proba i mi ćemo tu polako
da.
I stati sa ovim intervjuom koga ćemo emitovati integralno kada se vratimo u Beograd. So, did you listen ever to Melanie?
No, I haven't. There's lots of new names to discover here at Eurosonic, so I haven't heard her before.
Now I will.
It's very nice, is it?
Wonderful. Listen to her.
What's that look upon your face? It seems you've got a lot to say, but no words come. The flow seems to be gone. Let's sing the way through it. How about a new way to pray? How about a new way to pray? How about a new way?
seems to hang on. Let's dance the way through it. How about a new way to pray? How about a new way to pray? How about a new way? How about a new way to pray?
Radio Beograd 1, direktno iz Groningena sa festivala Eurosonic. Bila je ovo Melanie Di Basio, jedna divna belgijska kantautorka koja piše jako lepe pesme. Ona upravo nastupa na EBA nagradama. Ovde je dosta omiljena i među kolegama, novinarima i muzičkim urednicima, tako da ćemo vam sutra pustiti i deo njenog nastupa. Želeli bismo da vam sada pustimo i deo intervjua sa Peterom Schmidtom. Peter Schmidt je umetnički i izvršni direktor Eurosonic festivala od samog početka, jedan je od tvoraca CITE programa, programa za integracije, muzičke integracije sa jugozapadne Evrope, sa jugo, srednje i južne Evrope, pardon, sa ostalim delovima Evrope. Malo smo umori, ceo dan snimamo. Vi ćete to razumeti. Tako da čujete kako je njegovo objašnjenje. Jako je zadovoljan ovim programom. On traje 5 godina, zato smo i mi deo ovde, pošto je EBU kao članica isto jedan od značajnih faktora i sigurno će se nastaviti posle 5 godina nešto drugo. Pokušavamo da upoznamo i strane broadcastere i publiku sa našim sastavima, sa našom muzikom. To je uvek najteži korak, mnogo teži korak nego da krenu da nastupaju. Tako da ćemo na početku slušati malo Pitera Smita, samo da se učita, samo što nije. A vama da kažemo da smo i sutra i preko sutra zajedno. Rene,
that's it. So dear Peter, first of all, thank you so much for inviting Radio Belgrade 1 again here to be 4th time at Eurosonic.
Hvala vam pre svega još jednom što ste doveli i pozvali Radio Belgrad 1 da ponovo radi žive emisije.
You're very welcome.
Vrlo ste dobro.
There's lots of media coming to Eurosonic and to help the bands to cross border.
So
we are very glad that a lot of media come to help the careers of the bands.
Tako da smo zahvalni kada mediji dođu i hoće da pomognu razvitku karijere.
Everything about everything. But that's what you said as a director, as executive director of the whole Eurosonic Festival.
Želimo da vas zamolimo u ime kao zvaničnog direktora Eurosonic.
So this is many years now for CITE program. It is a 4th year.
Četvrta godina CITE program.
Ispričajte
od početka kako ste zamislili program.
Start. What did you, what was in your head when you started this project?
CITEP,
for
with,
example.
Yeah. Well, with CITEP, we let me first explain. We started, I think it's now like 10 years ago, something like this, with festivals and radio stations to see if they could support the bands that were performing at Eurosonic. And
Počelo je sve na Eurosonic festivalu kada smo smislili da festivali i radio stanice dali pokušaju udruženo da pomognu promociji određenih benda i da pomažu jednim drugima. Jer je sve povezano. Ako radio emituje neke izvođače, festival će ih pozvati i angažovati. Također i obrnuto, ako je festival angažovao neki sastav, radio će razmisliti pa će emitovati.
Like, how do you start a career of a band? So we figured if we ask the radio stations and festivals to use as a sort of A&R source.
Onda smo smislili, ako pozovemo radio stanice i festivale da naprave selekciju i da podrže medijski, mi ćemo napraviti dobar posao. Bill, then there is a start. I napraviti dobar početak.
We're going to work this band. There is a start for the band and people can release a product or work in this country.
E, otprilike to je početak sam kako se je zamišljen i CITE program i uopšte postojanje Eurosonic festivala, da se razbiju granice, dakle da se povežu najvitalnije snage muzičke industrije, da se sve decentralizuje, da se institucionalizuje i širi intervju pustit ćemo vam od ponedeljka kad se vratimo u Beograd. A sada bih htjeli još malo da vam pustimo neke lepe bendove koji su iz Velša. Imamo još malo do kraja emisije, pa bih iskoristila koleginicu s kojom inače delim studio ovde svake godine da predstavimo još malo vešku scenu. So dear, tell us more about music scene in Wales.
Okay, well, Wales is a small country in the UK. Many people sometimes think, you know, English pop music is all about London, and we're trying to prove that, like Scotland,
no,
Ireland,
Manchester
and Wales.
Sorry.
Of course, yeah. Sorry. There's Manchester and London. We're trying to prove that there's lots more exciting music beyond the city music. And I think Eurosonic, it was interesting to hear the interview about them saying about the radio and festivals working together. And that's something for us in the UK, we have to work outside the parameters of the music scene. People want these new bands have to work very, very hard to promote themselves, to get their music out. And this band who just played last summer played to 2,000 people in a Welsh festival, but nobody will know about them. So we're trying to promote them outside of Wales.
It's exactly what Peter told.
Exactly.
Connection with media and festivals.
Yeah. So if anybody wants to look at what we're doing, it's on a BBC website, bbc.co.uk/horizons. That's the website I'm working on.
Okay, thank you. But now you have obligation. Later I will meet you with some Serbian band.
Lovely. That would be fantastic.
Then we will make
I'm going to be
deals.
Doing a radio show from my experiences of Eurosonic in the UK next week. So.
Oh, now you will meet somebody and make an interview. Promise?
Yes. Okay.
It's a deal. We have our friendship then. So let's listen to another band. Slušat ćemo još jedan band iz Velsa, Indija, opet muzika u pitanju.
Well, I wanted to choose something very different, and this is a young girl who, I suppose, a little bit like Ellie Goulding or the pop scene. She's done incredibly well with the project and has played huge festival stages for us, and she played the BBC Proms, which is the classical concert, with the orchestra behind her in the summer. So this is a girl called Cassie, and this is her music. This track is Winter.
Thank you so much. Hvala najlepše.
The summer wine turned sour. Suddenly it was winter. Leaving trails of leaves behind. The blue skies got darker. And the wind turned colder. All I wanted to do was just carry him home. Promise I'd keep him safe from the dark. He stole my soul. Not even the birds sing their song anymore. Anymore. And as the people disappear, body begins to shiver, and I ask myself, do I belong here?
Polako privodimo kraju naše prvo druženje, poštovani slušalci. Danas bilo je malo problema, izvinite, ali uhodavamo se i mi, svašta se događa. Upravo se sprema i dodela evropskih festivalskih nagrada. U ovom trenutku sviraju izvođači dobitnici EBA nagrada. Mi ćemo sada da im se pridružimo. Imamo dosta materijala snimljenih, ne može sve da se stigne za jedan dan. Verovatno nećemo emitovati sve ni za sledeće tri dana, ali ćemo imati jako zanimljive goste. Upravo kao što su i ovi danas. Evo sada ćemo ove momke iz Velsa učiti na srpskom nešto da kažu. Kažite, pozdravljamo slušalce u Beogradu. Ivana Sejsal.
Sorry, you're going to have to translate for us.
Best wishes for...
Best you wishes. Want us to say goodbye?
In Welsh.
In Welsh. Not in Serbian.
We'll say... ja, diolch fawr am gael ni gobeithio chi o bod chi troi'r gyfarwyddiad ar y rhaglen. Diolch fawr i Radio Belgrade am gael ni ar y rhaglen.
Radio Belgrade. Dobre, pošli, uspeli smo.
A po bloku i gledali rhaglen.
Da, 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 sad smo mi to definisali. Do you want me to learn something? You in Serbia, what words do you like?
Yeah, thank you is diolch in Welsh.
Okay, in Serbian is hvala.
So if I try and say yours, you can try and say our Welsh one. So diolch is a Welsh.
I don't know. Tell me, how do you say love? Oh.
Love. Cariad.
Cariad. Okay, cariad. I love
okay.
That word. This is a better word. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Evo, zahvalili smo divnim momcima. Idemo, slušat ćemo ih ovde do kraja. A pominjali smo Ting Tingze na početku. E, i sa njima završavamo današnju emisiju. Poštovani slušalci, idemo da pratimo koncerte, pa ćemo vam sutra pričati sve o tom. Svako dobro, hvala ekipi u zgradi Radio Beograda, u studiju Beogradskom, hvala i ovde divnim momcima koji nam pomažu. Prijetno! I never